All right, we're live. Goo, we're live. We're here. We made it. A little late. It's okay, though, because Michael was late, too.
Mm-hmm.
Goo was a little late, but when you're the goo, you can be a little late. Schmitty's text me 2 minutes after we were supposed to start that he wasn't going to make it. What do you think about that? Schmitty said he was going to come on 2 minutes after it's supposed to start. He said he's not going to make it. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, you know, first episode of the Guru O'Malley Show, you've got to mention Schmitty immediately. It's a shame he couldn't show up for this, but, you know, he would have made it massive. But you know what else is massive, Sean? The news that we got. During the UFC 326 card, we got the White House card announced. Sean O'Malley versus Amian Zahabi and some other fights as well.
And some other fights
have been
as well.
Announced, but, you know, who cares about those? I guess we might get into them.
I think Sean O'Malley's
on the White House, folks.
Yeah, I mean, is it a surprise to anybody? I had to be on that. I'm literally... I was going to say something fire, but I'm on it with the White House card. This was the most secretive. I didn't know. I mean, we assumed Ilia Justin, you know, we were thinking Connor, we're thinking Jones, we're thinking all these things. This was the most secretive card of all time. Every time, like there's a big Miami card call, you know, we hear some rumblings. I didn't know I was going to be on the card until last week.
Mm.
Well, actually, funny story. Hunter calls me last week. He says, are you injured? I said, no, why? He said, because medical said after your last fight, you broke your foot. And I was like, no, dude, I'm good. He said, oh, I'm glad I called and asked. Do you want to be on the White House card? I said, absolutely. He said, okay, sweet. I'll call you later. And that was last week. Called me a couple days later. He said, you want to fight Amon? I said, yes, I tried to fight him last fight. But yeah, it's funny. It's funny how they kept that shit secret. But we're on it. Did you meet Michael before? You guys on last? Was he on last time?
We're just three brothers hanging out.
Okay,
on
that's
the
right.
Pod.
That's right. Michael. Okay, I forget.
I knew him before you did.
That's fine. But that's true. That's true. The White House card not being a White House card, just a numbered event. People would be like, "Holy shit! This is a good card." The fact that it is the White House card and we were promised some crazy shit. It was a little similar to the Sphere and it was like, I mean, we got our hopes up too much, I think. But if you add Charles to this, this could make up for it. This could make Charles versus, I mean, even Charles versus Armin, that's fucking exciting. That would really put that would be badass. Charles versus Dan Hooker. I mean, I'm just throwing out names at this point, but just adding a Charles to the White House card could be sweet.
I mean, let's look at the White House card here right now.
Pull it up.
The official announcement was we got Topuria versus Gaethje.
Yes.
We got Pereira versus Garn, O'Malley Zahabi, Huffy Chandler, Nickel Dorcas, Lopez Garcia. If you look at that card, it's like a sensational pay-per-view card.
Yeah.
But the problem is the way they talked about the White House is like you thought there was going to be this wild card.
You thought
Jesus was back.
Yeah,
we thought Jesus was coming back. We did. You know, I mean, there was like we were waiting for something crazy or like a, you know, McGregor Diaz 3 is like sneakily on the card or McGregor's on the feature fight with Chandler but they don't put McGregor on these events for some reason. And then people were thinking Jones would come back, but Jones, I don't know if they trust him to be on the White House, you know?
Yeah. I mean, they said that supposedly one fight fell through. That was kind of like the rumors or that's what it sounded. Yeah. Or no, Dana did say that. He did confirm that one fight fell through. Who was it? Let's speculate. Who was it, Michael?
Jones. Michael.
You think it was Jones?
No, I know it was. For sure.
But didn't Dana say it for sure wasn't Jones?
I have no idea.
I'm pretty sure Jones said he was nowhere near the card. Like, Jones was not going to be an option. I thought he said that.
But that's classic Dana, though, just chatting out of his fucking ass.
Good point.
But I agree, Michael. It could have been a sneaky Jones Pereira, and they never ended up getting it done.
Yeah. Surreal gone. He's just in another crazy, like, it's imagine he... Eye poked Pajera just for fun, not for fun, but you know what I mean, just for imagination. Yeah. Imagine he goes out there and eye pokes. What happens? For fun, just not for fun.
Yeah,
that's not good.
I could see it in a weird way. The way the UFC works, I was saying this yesterday on my live stream. I could see Garn eye poking Pereira and Pereira doing, you know, the Jamal Hill thing where he calls off the ref.
Yeah.
Stop. Dude, that would be the ultimate.
And then sleeps him.
And then sleeps Cyril Garn on the White House card afterwards, dude. That would be a great bit of karma. But yeah, Cyril Garn, people are talking about this. The infinite title shot glitch.
That is
He's
sick.
Back again. He's fighting back. For the heavyweight title.
Bro, it is crazy. Weird to be a... this. I mean, I feel like it... Yeah, I mean, Alex Pajeda's opportunity to become a three-time world champion, weight class world champion, whatever, against Ciryl Gane. It's almost perfect for the UFC, for Pajeda's story. Yeah. Like, to move, like, it's a kickboxing fight with 4 ounce gloves on in the heavyweight division. Like, this is what, that's what it's going to be.
Yeah.
I mean, Tom Aspinall versus Pajeda, that's a sick fight too, but I don't know. So, hey, Ciryl Gane looked good in that fight against Tom. He was jabbing, he was sticking and moving, he was fingering the eye in and moving, and he looked pretty good while the fight was happening. Mm-hmm. So.
And he's very good on the back foot as well, which is important against Pereira when he pressures you. And so this is going to be tricky. Like, I'd say Ciryl Gane has better footwork and movement and pop and move technique than like Jamahal Hill.
Yes.
So 100%. He's like a rare heavyweight that has like lighter man skill.
No, you're absolutely right.
The thing is with Ciryl Gane is he's never really knocked someone out in round one for a heavyweight. And I think for Pereira, you need someone who's going to like watch out. He could, like, that's where Tom Aspinall is interesting to fight Pereira, because he could shoot a takedown and get him down or knock him out in the first round with a big punch.
I feel
but this is a very compelling fight.
Yeah, I feel like Ciryl is going to be hard to knock out in the first round because he does stick and move. He is such an experienced kickboxer. He's not going to sit there and trade with Pajeda. He's gonna jab. He's going to move. And he bounces around, like you said, a light guy. And it's gonna be interesting.
Yeah,
you know, it's
and the winner fights Tom.
Yeah, I mean, it's Tom. It's the, I heard Tom signed with Eddie Hearn or some shit.
Yeah,
what the fuck's that even mean?
Signed with Eddie Hearn.
So he's a boxer.
Eddie Hearn's
now?
Representing him in the UFC. No, he's not boxing. Maybe after.
Jeez, so he's his manager.
Yeah, Eddie Hearn's basically his Ali Abdulaziz now. So he's gonna be negotiating for Tom.
Wild. I thought Tom left the UFC, said peace out, I'm boxing. No. Oh, got it. He's his manager. Does Eddie manage any UFC guys, or this is kind of like a fuck you to Dana?
He wants to. This is the thing. Eddie Hearn's new move is to sign a bunch of, to represent a bunch of UFC guys and get, I think he's trying to get chummy with them. So when their contract is over, he can like segue them into boxing matches.
The thing is, you don't want to have a bad relationship with the UFC, and hiring someone the UFC absolutely Dana hates. I don't know if that's a smart idea, because now Eddie's UFC says, okay, here, Tom, this is what we want. And Eddie goes, no, Tom, don't do that. And then UFC says, you know, okay, well, then you're not fighting or something like that. Like, I don't know. You want to, I don't know if that was a smart move. We will see, but that seems a little risky to me.
Thinking out loud. Dana and Eddie Hearn are beefing.
That's what I'm saying.
They've been going back and forth.
And you want that guy to negotiate your contract.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But I don't know. I just feel like Eddie Hearn's doing this out of spite because Dana took Conor Benn off of him, you know, for the Zuffa boxing. So now this is him muscling his way in and trying to get one over. Dana White called him out to box. We could have Eddie Hearn, Dana White on the White House card. Maybe that's what it's missing.
That would be big. That would be Schmitty level massive. That would be massive. Yeah, let's just talk. I mean, we talk a little bit. Diego Lopez versus Steve Garcia. Super fucking random fight. Is Steve Garcia, is that dude from Australia?
Steve Garcia is legit, Sean. He's a real problem in the featherweight division, I'm telling you. He's from the U.S., Mexican descent.
That makes sense having a Garcia last name, but definitely. Who am I thinking of? I feel like I'm thinking of someone that's... But we're having a couple Mexican fellows, Diego Lopez versus Steve Garcia, open up the White House card. then we got Bo Nickel, an American, versus Kyle Dukakis. Not familiar with Kyle Dukakis. I'm going to guess he's... is he American?
Yeah, he is. He's American. He's from New England, Northeast.
Okay.
He just knocked out Mikel Pereira.
Interesting. He knocked out Michelle Pereira?
Yeah, with a KO, with a big punch. He's good. He was in the UFC. He got cut after losing. Now he's worked his way back. They're calling him the Das Knight because he's got a nasty Das choke. A lot of people are looking at Bo Nickel versus Dorcas and thinking, what's that doing there on this card, Sean? This is the real...
I mean, Bo Nickel versus Colby would have been sweet.
Mm.
You know, that would have been interesting.
Yeah, I would have had like an Usman versus Morales or a Usman Ian Gary on the card.
Ooh,
or
that would have been fun.
Some top-ranked contender matchup. That's what I would have had replace it. And then you got Huffy Chandler, and that feels like they're just sort of laying up Chandler to get highlight reeled.
Yeah, Huffy, that Rufy Hoofy Huffy, that dude, that last fight against
Fiziev.
He's a jack.
He's
dude, right?
Jacked. Yeah. He looked like me, Loki. But he waited for that, hit him with that right hand. That might be, that could be an interesting knockout there. Like you said, yeah. I hate to say it. Then you got Sugar Sean O'Malley.
You might be the only U.S. fighter that wins on this card.
I love to hear that.
You got to hold it down.
Versus Ayman Zahabi. Ayman Zahabi is on a 7-time longer streak than I'm on, a win streak. Nice. So just putting that out there. He's on a 7-time longer streak.
It's good.
I've won 1 in a row. He's won 7 in a row. So USA versus Canada. Sugar versus Ariel. Who takes it home? I'm going for me. So this is the fight that this is the fight. I need to go out there and finish this guy. Simple as that. I need to go out there and finish this guy. Very tough, very durable. I think he's had one career takedown attempt. You know, this is going to be similar to the next fight. Yeah, Alex versus Cyril. This is going to be a kickboxing match with 4-ounce gloves on. This is going to be a fun one. He comes forward. He eats shots. I move backwards. Bop, bop, bop. Give shots. And speaking of, Ariel Helwani just texted me, asked if I could be on the show tomorrow, 11 a.m.
Wow.
So much
betrayal.
I know. It's like, are we beefing or not? I don't know. I don't know how to feel about that. It's like, you look like him. You're from Canada. You live in New York. Who you represent? You can't go for, you can't be, I'm going for the Canadian because I'm from there. You live in New York, unk. It's like, what are you doing? It's like Peter Yan saying he's Russian. You live in Thailand, dude. You know what I mean? It's like, what are you? I'm American. I live in America. I represent America. Sorry. Jake, what are we doing?
You're going to be representing America on this White House card. That's a great matchup, Sean.
Thank you.
It's a nice little showcase for you.
I think so.
On the card, you know, Ayman Zahabi. It's a good guy to get a nice highlight reel out of.
I'm going to be a big favorite. There's going to be a lot of pressure on my shoulders to go out there, not only get a fucking dub for America, but to put on a beautiful performance. Like I'm going to be expected to go out there and put on a masterclass, which I'm very well capable of, and I'm going to do that. But there's definitely going to be a lot of pressure going into this fight. You know, I don't really mind being the guy that's like, hey, this is going to be a tough fight. You know, maybe it's 1-1. You're a little bit of an underdog, but you know, I don't think this fight's going to be like that. I think it's going to be a Sugar has to go out there and dominate, and I'm gonna, and it's going to be beautiful. What do you think?
I think, what's the seating going to be like there? Do you have any idea?
Bro, they didn't tell me anything. I have no idea. Family and friends, I don't know how many tickets I'm going to get. Typically, you know, you get 4 tickets for your family and friend, or for your family. I have no idea. I have zero idea what the fuck's going on. And I really hope they don't have a press conference in Miami, because I fucking hate flying to Miami.
Yeah. So, I think,
throw that out there. I thought about that today.
All right. Well, I think it's going to be a few thousand in attendance is what they're saying. I think there's something like 5,000 or something. I can't remember the number that they put out there, but they're going to have like a bit of a...
But private guests, crowd. Right?
Yeah. Yeah. It's going to be only the elites there.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. This is not a political move for me. This is a, you know, opportunity. This is going to be the biggest fight, supposedly. The most aired, viewed fight of all time. It's on CBS or Paramount or whatever the fuck it's on. It's literally, they said we're going to like walk from the White House to the cage.
That's fire.
So it's going to be insane. Yeah. It's an opportunity for the Sugar brand to grow and have millions of people that might not have ever seen me fight because they don't watch fighting, watch that night because it's at the White House. So I'm very grateful that the UFC put me on the card. It's an opportunity to go out there, get a dub, beautiful performance, grow the brand, grow doing well, and it's going to be fucking epic.
Yeah, you're doing well, man. You're doing well. I tell you who's not doing well.
Tell me.
Hearing this news, Sean. I'm going to chuck a little curveball at you here, a little difficult question. What happened to Corey Sandhagen, dude? We never going to get this matchup that we're all waiting to see?
It's looking like we'll never see the Sugar versus Corey, isn't it?
Yeah, see, it is looking like that. I don't like that. I want to see Sugar on.
And I'm sure we will someday. The narrative, I'm ducking him, I'm scared. It's like, dude, I'm not scared of Corey Sandhagen. We fought the same people. I beat, you know, Aljo. I beat Peter. He lost. The MMA math doesn't always have a big math. Not say, you know, me versus Corey is a very interesting fight. I'm ducking Corey. I'm turning. They've never offered me Corey. I've never turned Corey down. There was a point where I asked for Corey at a short notice fight. It was the Max and Dustin BMF title fight. I was coming off the loss to Marab. It was like 3 weeks out. The co-main event fell out. I was salty as fuck. I said, I want to fight. And I don't know if they ever offered Corey that fight. If he said, if it was like Corey was already guaranteed a title shot against Marab. I don't know. That's the only time I've ever had a conversation with the UFC and Corey is when I asked for him for the co-main event at the BMF Dustin Max. Other than that, they've never offered me Corey. And that's just it. I mean, I see why they're upset, but it is what it is.
Corey's upset. He's claiming all these things. He was angry at his phone, taking a video of himself talking about how it should have been him. And he was supposed to be on the White House card versus Sean. And
that sucks and to be him.
Ariel Helwani's got the show.
It's like, I don't know. Maybe he doesn't have a great relationship with the UFC. Maybe his team doesn't have a great relationship with the UFC. I don't know. Sucks. That sucks to be in his position and want something and not get it. But I'm not complaining. I wanted the Amon fight last fight. They gave me Song, and I didn't cry. I wasn't like, I want the fucking Amon fight. I took the Song fight. It is what it is. But yeah, I think Corey versus Mario 2, they should have put that on the White House.
Yeah, that could have been good instead of like the Lopez Garcia thing or.
Damn, that would have
been
sick.
What would you have added to the card and I'm not going to say which one would you substitute, but they said there was a seventh fight on the card, but it fell through. Mm. What would you have added to this to really spruce it up?
I mean,
you know, and add that extra stinger to it.
I think if they did Sugar versus Peter too, I think that would have gave. And then I could be biased of myself, but I think that might have. Made it a little bit more like, okay, fuck yes. This is, you know, three title fight. This is the White House card. But, you know, not adding, I'm already on there, so adding someone completely different. I think an Armin fight. I think Armin's hot right now. I think Armin versus, it would have to make sense, though. Who could have Armin fought at this time? I mean, it's hard to say. There's really no one.
If Oliveira is ready to make a turnaround, you know,
that could be
Benoit Saint Denis.
I guess I don't know if that would have done it for me. Ian versus Islam. That's like, is that asking for too much? Ilya versus anybody on that card would have just gave us that crazy like holy shit. And then Ilya and Islam beef there. You know they're not fighting each other at the moment, but there's something there. Would have really put us over the edge. What else would have been a fun one? I mean, Peter versus Marab would have been a great one. I think, Russia or Georgia versus Thailand would have been interesting.
Maybe Sean Strickland on the card.
Strickland on the card.
The All-American.
Yeah. I think there's a reason he's not on the card probably, but I guess.
Yeah.
Imagine him after the fight on the mic talk. He probably got sniped.
Yeah, here's a fucking thing, guys.
We got
a fucking bunch of pedos in the crowd.
We gotta quit as a team.
Yeah. Sean Strickland. Also, that's probably why they don't want like Chimaev or Makhachev on the card, I would imagine, as well. I don't know. There's a few messages they don't. Or Armin. Yeah. Imagine Armin goes out there, wins a fight, and starts jumping people.
That probably wouldn't be too well either. What about you guys? Who else would on the card would have gave us that extra oof to the White House card?
Ooh. Well, we were never going to get... I think a fun McGregor one should have been on there. I don't know why they're icing McGregor. He seems to want to be on the
Well, the what card. Do you... You can't main event him over Ilya Gaethje. You can't really co-main event him. So I think if they are saving him for International Fight Week is what's the kind of fucking rumor. I could see that because you can't really... You can't co-main event Conor and you can't main event him over the title fight. So...
I get it. But, dude, it would have been... I mean, this is the type of card where you can make those exceptions.
That is fair. Or
you know, he said he would be okay with it.
You could even bring Max back. People fucking love Max. Max Holloway is still Max Holloway, even after, you know, that loss to Charles. It wasn't like... I mean, he got dominated, but it wasn't... I don't know. For some reason, whatever reason, you know... Or Nate Diaz? Nate Diaz versus Max Holloway?
Yeah. Nate Diaz could return... Do they want him on the microphone? This is a very strict and professional event that they're trying to hold together here, I feel like. And there's just certain folks they don't want about.
That's a good point. Yeah.
But we don't really have big names right now in the UFC, Sean. There's not, like, all the big names are kind of leaving and they're trying to build these new ones, I guess, is the thing. So I can't really think of anyone extra they could have added to the card. I could have tweaked some matchups. I would have done Usman Morales or Usman Ian Garry.
Ooh, I think I like those.
Usman should have been on the card. I would have liked that. Maybe a Covington versus Wonderboy, little all-American matchup there.
Interesting.
Could have been quite fun.
That would have been interesting. No. I feel a little bit of pressure again on my shoulder. I got to go out there and fucking, you know, like you said, there's not a ton of like superstars in the UFC right now. There's not a, I need to fill that space. I need to go out there and put on a beautiful performance. And, so, you know, so assuming they make Peter versus Merab 3 at some point this year, how do you see that going? Do you see, I don't know. That's, I feel like those guys could fight 10 times and it's going to be a fucking coin flip every time. Or do we see Peter just, he's better. He's better than Merab. We saw them both at their best and Peter has more skills and he's going to do that every time. I don't know. What do you think, Goo?
With Merab, I think Piotr is really good. Of course, he had a broken hand in the first fight. You watch it back and you can see that he's not throwing his right hand at all. And he was cracking Merab with that right hand in this, next one. He did injure his back against Merab and he's just had surgery for that. So that might play into a trilogy potentially. I don't know how rushed they're going to be about this. But the thing is with Merab is that when you take so many fights, I've been saying this, people have been saying Merab was dominating opponents, but in reality, he's been having a lot of scraps, like 48, 47 decisions. People are landing good shots on him. So he's picking up a lot of scar tissue on his face. He's picking up a lot of damage on his body as well. Like he keeps getting hurt to the body in fights. Yep. He's getting wobbled. So that adds up. You know, you rarely see Jan wobbled unless he fights the great Sean O'Malley, of course. But you rarely see Jan wobbled or hurt to the body or battered in that way other than when he first fought Merab and they head clashed and his eye was swollen up.
Or I need him to fuck the head, cut him. But you already kind of said that, so I appreciate that. Anyway, I beat him.
But I feel like I'm going to go with Jan in the trilogy. I think Marab's game is a lot of like aura and confidence. Like you know he's better than people and he knows that and he knows he's going to bulldoze them and get all of his takedowns. And I think once Jan breaks that mystique, it might change the confidence of Merab going into the rematch, you know?
That's a great outlook, Goo. That is why they call you MMA Guru. That was a great outlook. And, you know, I think you might be onto something. Merab does fight a lot with that kind of... I mean, the first fight against me, you know, he was a little bit more worried. The second fight, he was a lot more confident. And he did a lot better job. But that's an interesting look. Michael, what do you think? Because I know you like to think.
Dude, Guru took the words right out of my mouth.
So you were going to say exactly what Guru said.
Word for word. Yeah. I was thinking there. I was like, God dang, that guy is smart.
Damn. Yeah. So you were going to say the same thing.
Exactly the same thing.
I'm excited.
I could see him mouthing along while I was saying
I was.
It.
That's weird.
Me and Michael were kind of connected.
And I'm just trying to keep it down because I feel like I've been talking most of the time. So
yeah, if he could mind, even right now, it's like I'm trying to talk.
So yeah, I know. So I'm just kind of.
Thanks, dude. True. Sick chair.
Yeah.
No, actually, I do have a sweet chair for you. No, you know that King's, that like couch looking colorful one?
Yeah.
We were going to bring it in, but.
The most uncomfortable couch in the world.
Look what I'm sitting. I know, you think this is fucking comfortable?
Yeah, I know.
I'm fucking.
Yeah, Sean, you're kind of a chair mogging.
I am chair mogging. I do be doing that. That's shit. Right. I'm excited. UFC's in a good spot. I think there's a lot of potential. We got Ilia, Gaethje. It's gonna be a fun fight. Islam is his last fight wasn't super exciting, but he's still a star. Alex Pereira could be a 3-time world champion. Conor McGregor might come back. Nate Diaz could come back. Charles Oliveira is the BMF champ. Max Holloway is still fun. Peter Yan's the bantamweight champion for a little bit. I think we're in a good spot. I think it's going to continue to get better, but I'm excited. I think it's going to be a great year for the UFC. Let's get into the fights last night.
Let's get into it.
Let's get into the gosh darn fights last night. Max Holloway, Charles Oliveira, the BMF, as Nate Diaz would say, the most boring motherfucker belt.
The BMF belt died tonight. It did. Or last night, should I say. It's tough. It's tough to continue that. You know, it was the belt of the scraps, of the wars, of both guys going back and forth. I will say, I knew Oliveira was going to dominate him. I said he would dominate him in the grappling. So I wasn't surprised that Oliveira did that. But, I don't know if we can continue the BMF thing. What you got to say about it, Sean? What's your opinion on
it? It was knowing how good both those guys are in being a, you know, in the sport. It was a beautiful performance. Charles Oliveira went in there. Dude, Max looked so sharp. The first 15, bro, when he was letting his hands go, jabbing high, jabbing low, twos, straight, blah, blah, blah. Charles Oliveira ate a couple shots, said, fuck this. I don't know if that was his game plan. Like, I'm going to go in there and just out grapple him. If it was his game plan, execute it perfectly. Or if he went in there, ate a couple shots and said, all right, yep, this isn't like, he was landing good shots too. But if Max and Charles just trade, Max is going to win those trading, I think, or I felt like.
Yeah.
And Charles did what he had to do. It was still a beautiful performance. It was an impressive performance from Max, like from Max to not get submitted and have someone like that on top of you, on your back for that long. It was tough. If it wasn't the BMF belt on the line, I don't think it would have got as much hate, because it wasn't like he literally just took him down and held him. He was elbowing him, nasty elbows from the back, trying to neck crank him. Max would get out. It sucked to see it go out like that. But to be honest, I didn't want to see either of them get knocked out. Just massive fans of both of them. So it was tricky. BMF, I mean, yeah, that does Charles defend the BMF after a performance? A beautiful performance, but not the BMF performance. We just got a 1 second left knockout when he fought. Oh, and then he defended it against Dustin Poirier, which was another absolute fucking wild fight. So Max being the BMF, he was doing BMF shit. Does it come to an end?
Yeah.
Does it just get put on pause for now?
Yeah.
Holloway fought Gaethje and beat him, and then he fought Ilia Topuria, and it wasn't on the line.
True.
Which was interesting. And then Ilya beat him. And then Holloway still had the belt afterwards. So does it just get paused until Oliveira fights another legend of the game, and then they put it back? Maybe he rematches Gaethje at some point and they put it back on the line.
That's a great fucking point. They definitely didn't do that. But imagine this. Who was the first ever BMF champ?
It was Masvidal.
Imagine a little Masvidal return to try to get his belt back against Charles.
Oh, maybe Charles. Masvidal, I was thinking Charles maybe a McGregor Masvidal.
That would be, hey, or McGregor Charles.
Yeah, they could do any of these things. I think they'd have to wait until Oliveira's off a loss, maybe. I think he's going to fight Armin next in a rematch, I can see happening for a title shot at lightweight.
God.
Versus Ilia.
Yeah, it's tricky. Dana does not seem happy with Armin. So it's like, what do? Do you put him in a position to fight? I mean, you gotta give him a fight. He's gotta fight somebody. Yep. And he's not gonna turn anybody down. He will fight anybody. And UFC obligation, contractual obligation. They have to. I think the rule is, or the fucking whatever, is you have to be offered 3 fights a year or some shit like that. You have to be offered fights. So he has to get offered something. I mean, that makes sense. Charles looks so good. Charles looked big too. Max looked big at 55, but Charles looked a little like same body style, but just a little bit thicker.
Yeah. No, it's weird thinking that he ever made 145 earlier in his career. You know, you think Holloway's a big 45er, but Oliveira is dense.
Yeah.
For the division, you know, he's strong. He's full. He's not a string bean at lightweight. I thought Oliveira looked really good. I thought the first 2 rounds were actually really fun.
Yeah.
As well. It got towards the end of it. It was like, because you knew it was going to happen. Like, Holloway clearly can't defend a takedown. So it became a bit like, here we go again.
It's crazy that Holloway's never, you look at how long he's been in the UFC. You look at how many legends he's fought, and he's never really fought just not that Charles is a straight grappler, but he's never really fought somebody that was just going to come in and just, I mean, not that I can think of, maybe I have to pull up his record, but
He fought Frankie Edgar at UFC 240 in Edmonton way back when.
Okay.
Edgar was way past his prime.
Yeah.
And, you know, he's a lot smaller as well, and Holloway could kind of deal with it. But that was actually, that ended up being a quite dull decision for Holloway's standards because of that takedown threat. And then he fought Brian Ortega, but Ortega doesn't have the
takedown. He's not a wrestler guy like that.
You know what I mean? He's a grappler though, but that's where I was thinking, this is where Oliveira is going to win, because even though Holloway's been in the UFC for, 14 years or however long it's been, and he's fought all these guys, he's never fought a guy who's got the ability to pick him up and dunk him.
Damn, that's crazy. Really hasn't. Like, early UFC, Cole Miller, striker. Cub Swanson, striker. Charles Oliveira, Jeremy Stevens, Ricardo Lamas, Anthony Pettis, Jose Aldo, Ortega, Poirier, Edgar, Volk, Cater, Yair, Volk, Allen, Bro, it's pretty wild how many fights he's had in the UFC and never, I mean, I guess that division, the 45, never really had someone like a Merab or like a Islam or Khabib.
Yeah. I guess he just managed to barely, like, not avoid, but just circumstance meant he never lined up with, like, a prime Chad Mendes or anything like that. There were some grapplers in that division, but...
Chad wasn't much. I mean, I guess I didn't really remember much of his career, but I remember his Aldo fights. He wasn't really... That motherfucker liked to throw bombs, right? Or was he primarily, I'm going to take you down kind of wrestler?
No, he was... the thing is, at featherweight at the time is that they were good wrestlers, but then Aldo always fucking shut down all of their takedowns.
Touche.
So it kind of turned the whole division into strikers because they can't fucking take Aldo down.
Damn.
Because I remember Mendes shooting in on Aldo and Aldo just fucking hitting dynamically scrambling his way back to his feet all the time.
Those were some legendary fights. The Aldo Mendes, I think they had two. Those were some fucking legendary fights.
Mm. But then you see Mendes against McGregor. He did take him down and beat him up on the ground a bit in that fight. He chose to
11 days short notice. Definitely didn't look like he was in shape.
Yeah. I thought Oliveira looked good though against Max. I think if it wasn't a BMF on the line, you would have just said, oh my God, Oliveira just dominated Max Holloway. This is really impressive. But I thought he looked good on the feet against Max.
He did.
As well.
I think
he cracked Max with big, he's got big power in his hands, Charles. He does. Oliveira. A lot of people don't consider that. But
last
I was saying
5 seconds.
In the build up,
oh, sorry. Go ahead. Yeah.
I was saying it in the build up. People are talking about Holloway's KO power because he knocked out Gaethje with a second to go. And then he knocked out the Korean Zombie. And I was thinking, other than that, he doesn't really have KO wins. You know, he TKO volumes people.
Mm-hmm.
But Oliveira dropped Gaethje in round one and subbed him. You know?
He dropped Chandler too, right? Left hook, boom.
Yeah, put him away with the left hook. Dariush, I know Dariush's chin has seen better days recently, but he knocked out Dariush when Dariush had real momentum in the division, finished him in the first round. Oliveira's got some real heat in his hands, and he stood on that early in the fight. He backed Max up to the cage.
Mm-hmm.
And the cage, in a weird way, when it comes to like body lock takedowns especially, you can really use the cage to get some good leverage on your opponent. You know, flatten them out, straighten them up against the cage if you're stronger than them. And then just twist him up and get him down.
He looks fucking strong. Charles looks strong in there.
Guys, before we get back into this video, download Prize Picks. Boys, it's as easy as more or less. You know sports, you can make some serious cheddar. More rush yards, more pass yards. It's basketball season, more field goal attempts, which sounds like football season, but they got that in basketball too, swear to God. Download the app. Use code Sugar, put $5, win or lose. Instantly get $50 to play with.
Listen, we can talk straight away about Cody Garbrandt. Dude, that guy's never having children again. I don't know if you are paying attention to the prelims, but Garbrandt got his sack ruptured by Zhao Long.
Zhao Long with the fucking kick to the old Peter. I mean, is it the first time in history someone's lost three rounds and won?
It might be the first time in history
lost
three rounds and won. Yeah.
And then celebrates. No, I'm joking.
Cody Garbrandt making history on the
prelims
of UFC 326.
I'm looking at the
what are you looking at?
The breakdown of that. I didn't watch that fight,
bro. He literally lost all three rounds, but he got 2 points taken out in the third round because he got hit in the nuts twice.
Oh shit!
And the third time. But before I want to go even earlier. I don't usually watch the early prelims, to be honest, Goo, but I did. I was in Vegas just sitting around waiting for some shit. I did a little bit of content out there with Survivor, which was fucking epic. I don't know if you guys you ever watched Survivor, but I met Jeff Probst, the host, met the cast, season 50. It was fucking awesome. I'm a big Survivor fan, but I was watching the fights like on my phone, and Ricky Tercios versus Alberto Montez. That was a little bit of a weird fight. Ricky came out there stomping and yelling. What'd you think about that? It scared me.
Ricky Tercios is a wild dude. He's not really. He's kind of been on this trend in his career recently where he does a bunch of goofy stuff out of range.
Yeah. Is that new? That's kind of new, or is that just him? Style.
That's him. That's what Tercios does. He'll throw a front kick at you from about five.
It reminded me of Carla Esparza versus Rose Namajunas vibes a little bit, you know. But hey, shit had me flinching on the phone. Yeah. So maybe he's onto something. Maybe like you fucking extra far away and you fucking. He might be onto something. I might try it next fight. Yeah. But it was
Montez caught him in that Anaconda choke. Nasty. Actually called round two. submission win by Anaconda choke to Montez. So I'm not.
You did not.
I'm not saying I'm a genius or
you
anything.
You called round two Anaconda. Yeah. That's
impressive. Dude, that's his thing. Round two gets him in an Anaconda choke. That's the classic Montez move.
That is impressive. Did you watch those fights?
I did not. Just watch the main ones.
Well, the next fight was interesting. Dante Jackson versus Cody Brundage. It is kind of fun watching these fights where I'm not super, like, don't really know what was going on or don't know their story much. But that was an interesting fight. Cody Brundage took it on a short notice. And just looked like he gassed, and Dante did enough. That dude is jacked. Holy shit.
Yeah. Weird fight stance, though, I thought, watching
it was
that one.
Very
goofy,
weird.
Very uptight.
Legs kind of locked out, not really ready to wrestle, but he was throwing carelessly, just throwing big shots down the middle. And, yeah, he went out there and did what he needed to do. It was a winnable fight for Cody Brundage, you know, but he just, the gas tank wasn't there. Then we moved to the main event of the prelims. That was the Cody Garbrandt long schwang. And
bunch of groin again, shots. What happened to Cody, Sean? Let's get into it, man. What's going on? It looked like after the first groin shot, we saw a change in Cody Garbrandt's eyes where he was locked in and this is where vintage Garbrandt's going to come back. And he threw a flying knee and then it was right back to peddling on the outside and not really exchanging.
Yeah,
what's your take on that?
Man, I don't know. I think he's had an interesting career and he's had a crazy, you know, life. He went to the very top very, very fast and then got knocked out a few times and just kind of hasn't been able to get back on that. I don't know if it's a mental thing. I mean, he's obviously skilled. You know, he did what he did against Cody or against Dominic. You know, you don't accidentally go out there and be that good. You know what I mean? He has the ability to be that good. I don't know if it's a mental thing. He got cracked with that left head kick in the first round, which was, you know, it was a nice shot. He stayed up on his feet. And I just, it's crazy that he won that fight even with the two low blows. I don't know. It was a very, very weird fight. Michael, you actually watched that one, right? No, you didn't. You're the main event guy.
Main card.
Okay, we'll get Michael's
get into this
thoughts.
Main card.
Yes. Fuck that fight. And let's get in the main card. Gregory Rodriguez, Bruno Fajeda. Bruno Fajeda knocked out Gregory in their first fight. I didn't know that. Until the commentator said that. And Gregory rated for one shot, one opportunity, and it came.
He seized everything he ever wanted.
Yep, he seized everything he ever wanted. It's great lyrics.
That's actually right when I came into the fight, right when that dude got knocked out.
Gregory's fucking huge. Yeah. He looks like Guru, low key, kind of like.
Yeah, he kind of does.
If you didn't have a beard, bro,
that's definitely
identical. I was dark skinned Brazilian. I mean, it's kind of close.
I could see it.
In a weird way. Then I could see it. Yeah, he won the rematch there as well. Bruno Ferreira knocked him out in the first fight.
That's crazy. What's he ranked
now? Gregory got that 100K bonus.
Oh, I forget really, that shit's 100K. Is Gregory, so Gregory's got to be, what's he ranked? Middleweight division. I'm going to have to pull that up to kind of get a little better.
He's ranked in the 10 to 15 range of middleweight. Both of them are. So this winner of this one's probably going to be looking into the top 10 again. Looking for a big matchup. How about Dober versus Johnson?
Great idea. The very next
fight.
Move
on to that one. Drew Dober. I mean, Johnson clearly resisting. No foul play. And Drew Dober gets it done, dude. Back to his vintage self.
Michael Johnson was looking good.
He was.
He was looking fast. He was looking sharp. He was keeping him at the end of the punches. He was landing the bigger shots. But Drew Dober, most knockouts. He is the most knockouts in lightweight division, right?
Yeah, that's right.
I think. He's up there with it. Yeah.
I think he
Gaethje stopped kind of, well,
I think
no,
he did.
Poirier
I think he
stopped kind of getting him.
Yeah. So I think
Drew got the most.
He does have the most, and he goes out there and puts another one. Garrett showed me, right? Because we were on the flight on the airplane when this fight was happening, and he showed me on Twitter. It said that fight got pulled off of a betting website right before the fight, right? And that the Michael Johnson, Alexander Hernandez fight got pulled the day of because of some weird betting lines. What the fuck's going on, Gunn? What do you know? What are you involved in?
Listen, I'm not going to... Listen, I might be putting a million on Dober on fight day and swaying the odds. I'm not taking full responsibility here. But we saw Drew Dober was the underdog going into that fight. He was like a plus 150 or something along those lines. And then he ended up being like a 2-1 favorite within the space of a day.
Interesting. Like and then he knocks him out.
They saw the weigh-ins. I guess they just caught a glimpse of those cheekbones of Dober and just the money came pouring in on him.
The cheekbones.
Something was going on. But there was a viral tweet online saying somebody has done this and they have Johnson's daughter hostage or something like this. There was like a viral tweet and it said the plan is for Dober to KO him in round two.
Shut up.
So everyone's going back on it now and saying, well, Dober just chinned Johnson in round two. So,
but the way he was, dude, that would be hard to believe. Because the way he was throwing and the way he was cracking Dober in the first round, he was trying to fucking put his lights out. It looked like he was trying to knock him out. But man, I can't imagine those guys. I met Michael. I've actually trained with him. I just can't imagine someone like that fucking doing anything like that.
Yeah. I just think smart money came in on Dober. Sometimes the odds are wrong.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes the bettors realize the odds are wrong and they want to switch it up. Don't want people making money on the underdog because, you know, Drew Dober's got a tendency, man. He keeps knocking these guys out.
Yep.
Johnson out badly. Adds another one to his highlight reel.
He does.
But Dana White said the whole hostage thing was a bunch of bullshit. He's asked Michael Johnson about it. Apparently the whole thing's a bunch of BS.
Huh. You said you watched that one, huh?
I did watch that one.
And you didn't think Michael was piecing off a little bit?
No, I did. I had a feeling Drew was going to win. I knew about it. I knew about the conspiracy. Yeah.
Oh, so Rob Font, move on to the bantamweight division. Rob Font, 38 versus Raul Rosas Jr., 21. 20 fucking 1 years old in the UFC, beating these guys is super, super impressive. It wasn't the most, you know, exciting fight, fun fight, but I mean, he took him down and you know, I wouldn't say beat his ass or he controlled him, but he still controlled a very, very tough guy at 21 years old. That's fucking super impressive.
The guy's making cash very young in life. You know, you got to respect it.
Yep.
He's doing his thing in the UFC. He's ranked in the UFC bantamweight division at 21 years of age.
Wild.
That's very impressive. Even though the fight was very boring and he should never be on the main card of a pay-per-view ever again. we can get into this. Maybe that should doom him to the apex from here on out. You know what I'm saying? Maybe that should be the punishment.
Well,
who does Raul Rosas fight next?
Because he's top 10, top 15, whatever. He's been training at the MMA lab. You got Mario Bautista. You got Marcus McGee. Yeah. You got Kyler Phillips. All, like, I don't know if, I'm pretty sure they're all ranked in the top 15. But, you know, that takes away three guys right there. And then, you know, you take away the top five. And then it's like, damn, who does Raul Rosas fight next?
Cheeto.
Cheeto?
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Cheeto.
Holy shit, Michael. Dude, that's you're here for. Cool.
Not a lot of words, but the words I said.
That we need.
God, you're fucking smart. Cheeto's on a 13-fight losing streak against Raul Rosas Jr. I think that's a great fight.
Yeah, I do too.
That's a great one. Dude, just full momentum on Marlon Vera's side there.
Yeah.
Going into that fight with Raul Rosas Jr. You could also do a matchup between him and like a Figueiredo. Figueiredo's ranked number 7 in the world.
There you go.
Got, you know, David Martinez just beat Marlon Vera.
Okay, I like where your head's at.
Vera had another fight where he just couldn't pull the trigger, Sean.
I know. I was at RAF watching it on my phone, and like I would look down, and it would just kind of, it looked like a kind of a Cheeto style fight where it's like it was close. You didn't really know who was winning, but the guy was just doing enough and landed enough shots. But it was like, I mean, I wasn't watching it super close, but at the end, the decision, I was like, I felt like it could go either way. I didn't watch it close enough to know. Was it pretty Martinez easily?
It was Martinez the first two rounds. Okay. And then Vera, you know, late rounds, Vera starts coming out to play. And you know how he does. But just not enough and not soon enough in the fight for Marlon Vera. But that's a good matchup for Raul Rosas Jr. next. You know, they're both Latin American. Is that the term to collectively group them?
Yep, I think
you could put them on like a Mexico card maybe. That could be a good thing.
Put them at the White House card. Fuck it.
Not a bad idea. Well,
we just got to the big main event of Oliveira versus thingy, but we can go White House card.
Nope.
Put them on the White House card.
Nope, you're right. I said put them on the White House card, but Kyle Brillo versus Randy De Ritter. I didn't get a chance to watch that one super close. I was just getting home, rinsing the old tits off from Vegas. And Barrio got her done. Those are some big motherfuckers. We saw them at the PI in Vegas, you know, and those guys are big dudes. Yeah. Randy De Ritter is a big dude.
He's so awkward. He is so awkward to watch.
Yeah, he does have
his
like
body type so weird. Like he's just, and then he always kept looking like he was getting knocked out, but then he didn't look like it at all.
Some people take punches like that where they just kind of like roll with them, but it's like some people are good at rolling with them to where it like, then some people like roll with them, but I don't know. Yeah, that I did seem to get cracked a few times. I saw him land a couple good shots too. But just, you know, another middleweight fight.
No, it was close, competitive, very sloppy.
Was it?
Reina Derita's built a bit like an alien.
Yeah, it's so weird.
He's got that sort of, yeah, such a weird build. Brauho, a couple cheeky fence grabs.
Which
in the
is
earlier rounds to totally keep himself fine. Up on the feet. Game's the game.
Yeah, it's
the game. If you ain't cheating, you ain't trying. Exactly, cheating is legal in MMA, as we know.
Exactly. Who beat the...
Because it got Garner title shot, so...
So does Bahadio fight... Hamzat, right? Hamzat's champ. Does Hamzat have anyone?
No, Brauho lost to Imavov. I think they're going to do Chimaev Strickland, or they'll do Chimaev Imavov. And whoever doesn't get the title shot, I would imagine, might fight Brauho, especially if it's Strickland. But you could do something like, you know, you could, I'm just chucking some ideas out there. You could do a Brauho versus, he called out Drickus du Plessis.
Oh, okay. That's pretty, I like that. That's a pretty interesting fight. Wait, does DDP have a fight?
No, he doesn't. He might fight Brendan Allen. But we'll see if he does or not.
Okay, so the middleweight division is pretty interesting right now. It'll be nice to see. I mean, Hamzat's got to be fighting soon, right? Like, it's been a while, and he's ready. He should be ready to go. See him. I always fucking see him on videos on YouTube of him sparring and shit. I'm like, he always seems like he's training. So you would assume he's got something coming up.
Yeah, maybe something in July, probably, most likely, International Fight Week in Abu Dhabi or something. Maybe they'll do that. I know they like to do it in Vegas, but
it's always in Vegas.
They've got all of the American fighters on the White House cards. Maybe they'll call that International Fight Week this year. You never know. The flyweight division is very fun as well.
Is it?
Right now, a lot of shift up. Joshua Vance, like they're always having scraps and putting on good fights. And
oh, yeah, that strikers. Fight's coming up.
Everyone loves a striker. Huh?
That fight, you're right. The fight's coming up, right, Matt? That's the Miami card.
That fight's coming up.
Did they ever announce the main event for that one?
Yeah, they got Jiří Prochazka versus Carlos Ulberg for the light heavyweight.
That's right.
Title.
That is absolutely right. And that one's April. Let's see.
Yeah.
Start oh shit, April. We got some good fights in between that.
We do.
Next weekend we got Amanda Lemos versus Jillian Robertson.
Oh jeez.
Who you got?
Josh. Yeah. Holy moly. Josh Emmett versus Kevin Vallejos. Do you know about El Chino Vallejos?
No, I don't.
We're good friends. We're pen pals. We go actually back and forth. He doesn't speak English. I don't speak Spanish, but we find a way.
That's amazing. Love to hear that.
And he fought Gene Silva when he was like 20 years old.
Oh, he's 17-1.
He fought Gene Silva and went to a close competitive 29-28 decision with him.
Okay.
So that's why people are hyped up on this guy, and he's been destroying everyone in the UFC so far. Just beat Giga Chikedze with a spinning back fist KO.
Oh, shit.
And now
okay.
He's found himself in the main event. So
let's go. Yeah,
Kevin Vallejo, shout out to him.
That's sick. You know what fight actually is absolutely a banger on that card that I'm excited for? Andre Fili versus Jose Delgado.
Delgado.
An exciting fight. Andre Fili's always in fun fights. Jose Delgado's always in fun fights. It is fucking cool.
Any bias there, Sean?
A little bit. I mean, I've trained with Jose. I trained with Jose a lot, you know, 5, 6, 7 years ago. I haven't trained with them really recent. He comes in every once in a while and he'll do like the competition training and grapple with the fellas. But for the most part, I don't really train with him anymore. But he's a good dude. Always fun to watch. Always fun to watch. I thought he won that last fight.
Nathaniel Wood.
Yes, that was
he fought Nathaniel Wood. Yeah, very close.
Very close fight. It was it could have went either way. And Andre Fili's that's gonna be a fun fight. How is that not co-main event, man? Am I biased? No.
Maybe a little biased. Yeah.
So
but to be fair, I would rather it as the co-main over Lemos Robertson.
Then we move on to the next card. Mozov Ivalov, 19-0. This is a massive fight in the featherweight division. There's Lerone Murphy, 17-0. This is a big fight for the division, and it's been two guys that could have fought for the title multiple times already. This has to be a title eliminator, even though, if I'm being 100% honest, I think Aljo should fight Volk next. He's a former bantamweight champion, one of the best bantamweights of all time. He's moved up. He's doing really good. The Ivalov fight, he could have won. It was a close one. He beat Brian Ortega. Looked good. You know, I think the storyline's there. That would be a sweet fight. And that's what I would want to see next. And then the winner of that fight, Mozar or Lerone. What are your thoughts?
I think Volk said he's waiting for the winner of Evloev versus Murphy.
Interesting.
I think he wants Evloev. He wants to have a win over a Dagestani undefeated fighter.
In his legacy
before he goes. But Aljo is a big name. Aljo's pissed at the UFC right now. They're also not giving him what he wants, apparently.
They're not giving him anything, it's sounding like.
Yeah, by the sounds of things. But I think if anything, the only thing left for him right now is like a Yair Rodriguez matchup for Aljo.
Yeah, I did see Gene Silva. I saw Gene Silva at the PI yesterday. I said, "What do you got coming up? Anything coming up? Are you fighting Aljo?" And he said, pfft. So he basically said no.
Wow. And, did he bark at you at all? Any
no, I barked at him. I was upstairs in the I was upstairs and there was glass and I was knocking on the glass and he looked up and then he started we started barking at each other. I peed on the window.
Little flirting.
Yeah. Oh, Michael Venom Page. I thought he was having a tough time getting a fight. Is this new?
No, he's been on the card. This is him having a tough time getting a fight.
Sam Patterson. 29 years old. 6'2", big fella, 78-inch reach. So this is going to be a kickboxing fight, I'm assuming, with that kind of build. That's an interesting one. Are you familiar with that
guy? He's got nasty subs as well. He's got nasty subs, Sam Patterson, and ground game. So it kind of changes the dynamic. This is in my hometown in London, by the way.
So. Oh, that's the one you're going to, supposedly, maybe.
Well, who knows? Maybe I have to make the press conference massive.
Oh, my God. Imagine. Then we go on.
Jumped.
No, you wouldn't. You're loved in the community, man. Some fighters might hate you, but I think that most people like you. Yeah. And then we got Israel Adesanya versus
Joe Pfeiffer.
Michael. Joe was about Pfeiffer, to say that too. Yeah. Joe Pfeiffer, that dude. Izzy looked good last fight. He got cracked. He got caught by Ivalov, who's you know, doing his thing. But Izzy looked good. And I feel like I also like Joe Pfeiffer a lot. But I think Izzy's going to come out and make a statement. How old is he? 36? Versus 29, Joe Pfeiffer. Joe's the younger, young, hungry. He's got to be focused. He's got to be dialed in. 25 minutes, main event. He's got to be ready to fuck go. Where's that fight at?
Seattle.
Oh, that's right.
UFC Fight Night Seattle, bro.
That's weird. I wish was the promo. You just saying that. UFC Fight Night Seattle, bro. That would be sick.
Yeah, man.
Alexa Grasso.
That's a good fight.
Yeah, go ahead. Sorry, okay. Let's talk about it. I'm fucking...
It's a great fight. Adesanya Pfeiffer. Dangerous for Adesanya because Pfeiffer's got that one-hitter quitter in his hands. He does. And Adesanya's been hit with some one-hitter quitters recently against Imavov. And, you know, he's been dropped a few times. And, this is his chance to turn back the clock.
It's that kind of like, it's that when he pulls back, like Strickland was landing a lot. He pulls back and he kind of leaves his front foot there. I think if he, you know, that's the only thing, like he could improve on that. But other than that, I mean, absolute legend, Hall of Famer, crazy career, very active. And I'm excited to see him get back in there. Alex Grasso, super cute, versus Macy Barber. Interesting fight in the flyweight division. Not much to say about that. Chase Hooper, he's back.
Okay.
I'm just having fun looking at these fights.
The great Lance Gibson Jr. Wow, what a matchup, folks.
Lance Gibson, not familiar with him, are you?
He's terrible. I don't know. I know Bull, you know, so I don't know. He's his dad was like a known MMA fighter, and he's Canadian, so they want him in the UFC.
Oh.
But he lost his debut to Bobby Green, and he probably shouldn't be in the UFC.
Bro, Bobby Green.
Yeah.
Holy shit, what a beautiful performance he had. Bro, he's fun to watch fight.
He is.
Every time he fights, it is fun to watch. He walks down, arms straight at his hips, talking shit, throwing bombs. You ever watch Bobby Green fight?
King Green? Yeah.
King, sorry.
The King. Address him correctly.
40 years old, goes out there, beats a stud young up-and-comer who's on a little bit of a losing streak and doesn't quite perform when he's the favorite or whatever. But for Bobby to go out there and do what he did, that was super fucking impressive. That was fun to watch.
Very fun. When Bobby Green's better than someone, it's like the coolest thing ever because he can just do, he can be himself out there. You know, you see him start to flex, just like that tap at his shoulders, move around. Like he's got he's probably one of the most, the term swagger comes to mind when you watch a Bobby Green fight, you know?
Swagger.
Yeah.
Can't do the hard.
Okay. Sorry. I didn't mean to hit the hard R.
No, it's okay. Definitely got a lot of swagger. I'm just having fun looking at these fights, man. I didn't know all these fights were coming up, and I'm kind of running out of fun fights. But then you got UFC 327. We'll probably chat about that again. Johnny Walker versus Dominic Reyes.
Someone's getting chinned.
Yes, I think that's a great prediction there. But what else you been up to, Goo?
Been chilling, doing my thing.
Is that a Christmas tree behind you?
Yes, Christmas tree.
It's fucking March.
It's funny.
No judgment.
I like having the Christmas tree up. It makes me
feel
happy.
The belt up, but I'm not the champ. So it's like, I guess they kind of like the same thing.
We're both living in the past, Sean.
It's, chill, G. Edit that out, bro. That one fucking hurt. I'm living in the future, dude. I'm getting that back. And you're living in the future, too, because Christmas is right around the corner.
Yeah, only 9 months away. I like the Christmas tree. I look at it, cool. It makes me chuckle. It makes me grin. I've still got a bit of tinsel on my stairs in my home here. So I'm just in the festive spirit over here, you know. It's Christmas time. Yeah.
Will you judge me if I do a live stream with Nina?
No.
Okay.
Nina Drama actually said that she would be down to collab with me. So I think she's kind of mending that bridge anyway.
Us three stream together.
Eiffel Tower.
Wait, no, I just meant like pickleball. We can play pickleballs or something.
You weren't talking sexually.
No, threesome. That's what they call it in streaming world. And three people stream together. I think. Bingo. Isn't that like isn't that what they call it?
Yeah. No, I wouldn't mind if you did a stream of Nina Drama. You can do what you want, Sean.
I appreciate that. I just didn't want to get judged by the goo.
Yeah, that's all right. You know, just had to run it by me real quick.
Had to run it by you.
What's the plan to do the stream with her? What you guys got planned?
I don't know, man. I don't know. I hit her up. She hit me up. We hit each other up. We've been trying to get something in the works. She lives. I guess she was. I just in Vegas. Could have done it then, but you know, I kind of want to play pickleball with her. Show her the hood, you know. And I don't know. Just kind of do a little stream. Maybe grab some lunch.
Ooh,
you know what I'm saying?
He's in there.
But yeah, just do some stuff like that. Thoughts on this RAF stuff? Armin versus Giorgio. Were you live streaming any of that? Was that something you live stream or are you strictly fighting UFC shit?
No, I did. I did a live reaction to it. I did a video on it as well. People are telling me RAF is on and it happens after the UFC, which I think is good timing.
Yes.
So once the UFC was over, UFC Mexico City, people are saying, stay live. Armin's about to grapple. And as a former opponent of mine, I thought, you know.
Did you
know
that? I got
to pay attention.
Guru and Armin.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It was a tough battle. But, you know, as a former opponent of mine, I got to pay attention to the scene. Yes. You know, it's like you looking at the rest of your... It's like you watching an Aljo fight or something. You know, it's just one of those things.
It's a little different because, yeah. I mean... I know what you mean. I get what you're saying. Speaking of Aljo, he was there. He pinned Benson Henderson. Aljo won. What other match was fun that was...
Faber Cejudo?
Yes.
Cejudo.
He looked like a fat little torta. Not bad.
Yeah, he did. Uriah Faber kind of has like a toad build, though, don't you?
Uriah didn't know it was same day weigh-ins, and he was at my house the day before. And he's like, bro, I gotta fucking lose all this weight. I asked Henry if we could switch, like, move up 5 pounds, and Henry's like, no, I'm fucking fat. Yeah. So he said no. Henry versus Merab's wrestling soon. I feel like Merab's gonna win. Thoughts, Michael?
I think Merab will win.
That's
awesome.
No, I think Cejudo takes him.
Do you? Yeah. I mean, it's freestyle wrestling. Both dudes are very, very capable of freestyle wrestling. I'm just learning the rules for freestyle, and it's a lot more fun to watch than college, regular, collegiate wrestling, in my opinion. In my opinion, fucking means something.
Yeah, it does. No one's denying that, Sean.
Sorry, I'm just on one right now.
You need to get snappy here, dude. You're off that doing well.
I'm too hydrated right now, bro. I'm too hydrated right now. But that's going to be that's a big matchup. For RAF. Yeah,
I like RAF. RAF's got some fun stuff. They're booking the rematch of Armin versus Pulas, Nick Pulas, the guy that he beefed with.
Giorgio.
Well, so.
You just call him Nick?
I think his name is Nick Pulas.
Giorgio?
Nick Pulas. Maybe his name is Giorgio Pulas.
Definitely Giorgio.
His name's Giorgio Pulas.
Fuck it. Nickname Giorgio Nick Pul. I like it. Yeah. Nick, I like it. Fuck it, Nick. Big rematch, Nick versus Armin. I mean, it's like, I'm curious because Armin's got cheddar, clearly. He's got money, and he's such a gangster for taking these matches because he's good. Nick's good.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, Nick. let's just call him Nick from now on.
I like it.
I didn't know his name was Giorgio. I have it in my fucking title that his name is Nick. And nobody corrected
on your live stream. Nick
or that. Yeah.
But yeah, I'm surprised. I feel like that's not going to happen. Something's going to happen to where that fight, that wrestling match doesn't happen. But maybe it does. Nick is big, bro. He looked like I saw something where someone was asking him to wrestle, and he's like, bro, I'm 160. He said he's 160. I'm like, you ain't
dude's
what?
Dude's about 180.
Bro, 180. He's not like super tall, but that dude is thick. He's a big fella. Mm. I'm 160.
Yeah.
And he was, you know, a little bit bigger than me.
Yeah, just a tad.
Just a tad bit bigger than me. But that guy, No, his clubs, when he's boom, when he's those are very, very aggressive and powerful clubs. And I bet Armin was like, God damn it. And we're in a fight. And he cracked him at the end of it. Did you see all that?
Brawl? I watched it on your
bro, we had YouTube. 18 million views or whatever on IG. Yeah, Jarrett threw that up right up. And then Tim fucking made a video and was like making a video commentating. And I was jokingly, Marab was right there. I was like, this is my time to go get Marab or Cheap Shot Marab. Jokingly, I said it. And Tim was fucking recording, of course, so it was on there. But yeah, complete joke. Sure. I talked to Marab at the matches, and I like Marab. I took a picture with him. The Georgians, I'm 1/8 Georgian.
Yeah.
So my nose is leaning to the left a little bit. So we're Georgian.
Yeah, you got it in you. You're from Atlanta.
Hey.
You know, game's the game. But yeah, I like the brawl. I liked watching the everyone else just like not even try and separate things, but just try and get a sucker punch in on someone. It was funny.
It was intense. It was weird. I was alert, ready to go, but I felt safe. I felt calm. You know, I had Garrett there, my videographer. I knew if anyone popped off, G would spin a wheel kick him. So I felt comfortable and safe. A match that would be fun. We everyone wanted to see Aljo versus Marab fight. I think Aljo said he would wrestle. Aljo versus Marab wrestling. Aljo looked big. I think he said he only weighed 172 or something. He only had to cut 2 pounds to get to 170. He looked big. He looked freakishly strong. And then it's weird. Marab with his suit on, I'm like, God, he looks tiny. He doesn't look very big. He looks little. But then like when he's, you know, on weight, he's in his fucking little shorts. And I'm like, he looks pretty big. So it's one of the builds that he just, you know. But I'd like to see that match, what it was getting at.
Yeah, there's so many fun matchups at RAF to do. So many fun ones. I'd like to see some heavier guys go at it. It seems like there's like a fucking lightweight limit at the moment.
Some big fellas that, I mean, yeah.
I don't know if the big fellas are grappling like that, though, but I'd like to see some big fellas go at it on the RAF.
Maybe name
me,
one.
Me and Schmidt.
Dude, you and Schmidt in a singlet alone. Massive. Bro, Schmidt in a singlet?
Just Schmidt in a singlet would sell out the arena, to be honest with you.
I need to order a singlet and try to get Schmidt in I need to do an RAF singlet. Did you like my little RAF video I did?
Yeah, a little wrestling demonstration.
Imagine me and Schmidt doing one. A little comedy one. I'm going to have to pay him big bucks for that, though. That dude's grinding. He's working. He's working 12-hour shifts. The reason he wasn't able to come today is because he worked all night, 12 hours. Grinding, so I was giving him a little shit on. Well, he did hit me up after the pod's supposed to start, said he was not gonna make it. Give him a little shit, but he's working, he's grinding, he's out there hustling. Boom, silence. I love it. What else, man? Shit,
just ran out of things to say there. Anything, Michael, you got anything to chuck in here on a short notice?
I'll say this because Michael wasn't gonna say shit.
Never mind.
Michael, okay, actually, no, go ahead.
No, that's absolutely true.
I was trying to do it for you.
It's hard when I got two people who know it so much about all this. You know what I mean? My input is very minimal compared to what you guys got to say. I'm here for the learning.
All right, you're. Connor, well, before we get there, we were supposed to do a pod last weekend or something, but in your defense. I don't know if it misread. You checked the calendar. It was wrong. Something there. Miscommunication, which is totally fine. I thought I got stood up, and turns out, you know, it was just some miscommunication. I did call you out on the last pod, so I apologize. I said, Goo, no-showed me, stood me up, but it's not the case. It was miscommunication. Michael, take it away.
He still technically did no call, no-show, stood you up, even though there was miscommunication.
That is true.
But
no hard feelings.
There's no hard feelings.
I think it's for the best. You know, this is a great way to debut the pod, you know.
Yes.
After the pay-per-view, the White House announcement. I mean, come on, it can't get better than this.
True.
To launch the Guru O'Malley show.
I had two notes in my phone, and I had more for our pod last time, but then I deleted them as I talked about them. One says live streaming with Nina. We talked about that. And then one says Patty Fat. I don't really know what I was typing there. I guess I saw something about Patty got a little heavy again. Patty at the White House. That could be fun. That's something we didn't really think about. Patty versus Max, brother.
That's what I'm matching him up with.
God, that would be fucking fun.
Yeah, Max Holloway versus Patty Pimlet. What a banger matchup. Bro, they can do that now as well.
A Scouser versus Hawaii. Both have chins of granite. That would be fun.
But the thing is, Paddy took a lot of damage, so I don't know if he's going to be ready for the White House card, especially in his eyes. I don't know if you've seen his eyes recently. They're all fucking destroyed.
Seriously, that's not good.
Yeah. It's an English thing, I guess. It's just fucking, I'm going to be next.
No.
To get my your eyes head done. Movement. Aspinall, Pimlet. Come on.
Your head movement's way too clean for that. Speaking of eyes, I saw some picture of Cheeto's eyes that are looking a little fucked up.
But that's, isn't he born fucked up?
Oh.
Not in like a rude way. I don't mean in like a rude way, no. But doesn't he have like something wrong with one of his eyes anyway?
I don't know. I remember doing like when we did our face-offs and I would look at one of his eyes, it did look a little bit, but I saw like something going around that he said, like, I don't know if he had like damage to his eye pre-fight or if it was just like one of those kind of, one of those things. But I remember hitting him with that fucking right hand in the fifth round. He's grabbing his eye.
Well, maybe it was you?
Maybe it was. No, it was before. It was. I remember staring off with him and I was like, God damn. Yeah. 14 holy weeks. Moly. We're fighting on a Sunday. Donald Whoa. Trump's birthday. It's going to be weird. I have, you know, my whole fucking career fight on Saturday for weigh in Friday. I hope I don't forget. I hope I don't actually make weight on Friday. And then I have a whole another day. Oh my God, that'd be tragic. Hopefully, you know, my team around me says, hey, Sugar, you know, let's, you know, hopefully got good people around me.
Yeah. Let's adjust. Have you got any thoughts on what you're going to say in the post-fight speech?
Post-fight speech.
Ooh, White House.
I have not thought about it. I might just say, USA. I might give a, might USA. Start the USA chant. I might say,
pull me up there and let me do the interview.
I might have Michael just step in and take it away. I might sing the national anthem.
Oh, wow. That could be cringe. Yeah, do that.
It would be so cringe.
Or the what about Pledge of Allegiance?
Maybe that. Yeah, Pledge of Allegiance could be good as well.
I wonder, there's got to be something, an extra like incentive on the card because there's only six fights. Maybe the bonuses are a little bigger.
Mm.
Ooh, that'd be cool.
250 years of freedom, little quarter mil bonus.
Oh,
that'd be cool.
You could do it. That could be good.
There's got to be something. The whole event's gonna be wild. The amount of security is gonna be insane. Yeah. They're probably not gonna do like the press conference. I bet the White House is gonna be strictly like, all right, we got it for 2 hours, 3 hours. Let's fucking get the fights in, get them out. Press conference probably is not gonna be there. I don't know. Maybe Goo needs to come.
Maybe I need to show up in the Secret Service outfit. Damn. I could sneak in.
They would have no idea. That, right? What were you going to say, G? You got something?
No, I was just saying having Guru be your Secret Service.
I was going to say Schmidt and Guru, dude, on each
Schmidt
side of Sean.
Goo is the bodyguard? Holy Schmidt and Goo. That would be crazy.
That would be.
Oh, that would be great. That would be great. That would
be great.
I know there's something else to talk about, but I forget. I thought something would come out. I thought someone was going to just fucking roll the tongue. You ever try that where you just start that's talking to something? Start, you know.
You shit talked me on the Neon stream. I don't know. You streamed with
Neon.
No,
I didn't.
You said MMA Guru was supposed to be on the pod, but you stood me up.
Oh, okay. I apologize. I apologize for that. What are you saying, G?
No, you did. I did.
Bring up the Connor thing. I'm sure you've seen it, Guru, the clips of him talking with Chael and some other fella I don't know, but he was talking how he's cattle. Oh, yeah. But he's with the Wagyu.
Wait, what? Yeah.
That's the quote. That's the quote.
Wait, Chael was talking to Connor?
Yeah, there's a pod with Connor. Yeah. He was on an interview, not a pod.
Recently?
Mm-hmm.
And I missed it?
I'll send it to
Chael Sonnen recently. And Connor did an interview.
Yeah, they did.
Shut the front. Are you serious? How did I miss that? Was it
McGregor's
recent?
McGregor's pissed.
Chael and Connor, my two faves.
Yeah, let's get into it.
Chael, Connor. I don't believe it. I don't believe it. I changed my mind about Connor, that one. No, that's just a regular Chael video.
Type in Conor McGregor White House on Twitter. It'll come up or something.
I don't have Twitter. I just have good old YouTube. I just don't. Oh, wait.
Okay, well, we're going to offer you this opponent. Yes, no problem, my chef. Day after day after day. Send the contract. Excellent. It's a great matchup. No contract came. Our promoters and our matchmakers are caught up in so much drama. Even if they thought they were going to bring me through the ringer, maybe my contract negotiations are up. Maybe it's my time to see, can they get me done in and offer me some sort of no-name that they think is going to be a tough fight. No problem. Send the contract. Yes. Day 15 of saying, I accept. Send the
contract. Dude, God, I love Connor. We have to have more Connor fights. We have to. I'm not ready for the Connor era to be over. I'm just not ready. God, I love just watching that video made me smile. I love that.
Yeah.
Like, bro, man.
Yeah, he's pissed though. He's pissed at the UFC. He's saying that we're all cattle in this game. Yeah. We're all cattle.
And he's
but I'm
Wagyu.
Like the Wagyu walking around the fucking farm.
That's what fucking good.
He's the Wagyu.
He must. That's I guarantee he's that line had to have been from Bryce Mitchell's Facebook in 2009 and Connor stole it. We're cattle walking around. I'm the fucking Wagyu. Bryce Mitchell, I guarantee that was on Facebook 2009. He probably fucking typed it out. Connor stole it.
Yeah. I went fishing with Bryce.
That's crazy.
That was crazy. That's happened before between the last time that we spoke.
I think we talked about that. No, we talked about that, didn't we not? I'm pretty sure that was the name of our last pod.
Was it? Oh, right. We might have done one in January, maybe.
We did one right after.
I was talking about going, that I was going to go to Fishing with Bryce. I don't remember.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's before.
Let me make sure about the code Drupal track this, because I'm pretty sure we talked about that. And
maybe we talked about it, I don't know.
Let me see. MMA Guru on his fishing trip with Bryce 1 month ago. We literally, it's the title of my goddamn YouTube video.
Yeah, we spoke about it before I even posted the video of me fishing.
That's right. That's right. That's right. So I hadn't seen the video yet.
Yeah, but it was good. I thought it was a great trip.
Yeah, that was fun.
I enjoyed the US.
Frasahabi, Tim Welch, two of the greatest minds in MMA playing UFC 250 Freedom on Xbox Live. I'm going to request Tim has a headset on with an Xbox controller in his hand, and he's playing as Suga, Frost playing as Eamon.
Ariel.
It's going to be interesting. Yeah. Michael, thoughts?
Yeah, is that really going down?
I mean,
is that happening?
I mean, the UFC fucking 250 Freedom. That's what's happening.
Is that a real thing? They're going to stream playing against each other as your characters.
I'm requesting that during the fight, June 14th, that they have a headset and Xbox controller and me and him are fighting.
And, oh, wow.
And Mark Zuckerberg puts a chip in us and we only do what our coaches have us do. Hey, Rob Font, what the fuck game plan was that? That was Frasahabi. Yeah. That was he went to Canada for a training camp.
Rob Font.
And he came out in a wrestling stance. And got taken down every fucking time. What the fuck was that?
Yeah, it was terrible. It was absolutely terrible. And the overhand, Sean, was disgusting. Overhand.
It wasn't. Dude, was Rob's got slick boxing. He really does have good boxing. I was excited for that fight. I really was. It wasn't, you know, obviously it is what it is. Bro, he's 21 years old and he went out there and dominated. It's not taking anything away from him. I was excited for that fight because I thought it was going to be a little bit back and forth. Thought Rob was going to let his hands go, because when he does, he's got a beautiful jab. I don't think he landed a jab. Did he?
He did. I think he barely landed a fucking punch.
God. But yeah, that was a little bit of a interesting, that was a little interesting. Is GSP going to be in Eamon's corner?
That would be fucking epic. He needs to be if there's a chance to be.
Is he
last.
Not? I think he. There's pictures of him in the corner. Okay. I mean, I think, yeah. So
dude, that'd be epic if you're facing off against someone with GSP in their corner. That'd be bucket list.
That would be cool. That's awesome. Then fight Umar someday, and Khabib's in the corner.
Khabib.
Yeah,
Khabib in the corner, and then Tim has to fight Khabib.
Yeah, that's fair.
That would suck. I mean,
Khabib.
Exactly. Course. I didn't finish my sentence.
I can dust him up.
So it's 8 p.m. for you, 9 p.m. for you. What are you doing directly after this? Right now, it's for me. It's 2:00 and I don't know what the fuck I'm going to do after this. But what are you, Goo, going to do after this?
Oh, I'm going to forge a template and it's going to have all of these pictures on it. And I'm going to make all the fighters' faces from UFC 326. And I'm going to do every fight to make next after UFC 326. Holloway versus Oliveira 2. That's the video. So I got to think about matchups for all of these guys. So I'm thinking Holloway, Pimlet.
Yes.
I'm thinking Oliveira, Armand 2. I'm going to start cooking up some matchups for these guys after the... after that fight.
Yeah, I mean, I know Rob and Cheeto already fought, right?
Mm.
Didn't they? I'm pretty sure they did.
Who won? Yeah, Cheeto really badly fucked him up.
Oh, he did. Yeah, that was a fun fight.
Was winning the whole fight, but
Cheeto would land the bigger shots. That's right.
Yeah.
Okay, so that fight already happened. I mean, if you're Cheeto, I think he's on a 4-fight losing streak. So it's like, what do? He's got 20-plus fights in UFC. He's probably making some decent money. But it's like, what does UFC do with them? And Goo, that's for you to fight. Oh, no, I guess he didn't fight last fight, so that won't be on your picks to-do list. But I guess we can talk about it.
It could be Rosas Jr. I could match
him up. That's what I'm saying.
Michael already did that. Michael has been sleeping with an Oura Ring. Oura Ring tracks your sleep. This is not a sponsor. But he's been tracking his sleep. He's addicted to the vape. He's been vaping a lot. I think that's super bleep. But
gay.
Thank you. But Michael's pretty been gay. 4 days straight?
Six.
Six days straight. He's been 6 days straight. Six nice. Days, no vape. But he did smoke 6 cigarettes the other day.
And a cigar.
And a cigar. And then went on a 3-mile run.
And then, right.
So, Goo, what do you think about Michael smoking 6 cigarettes and then a cigar and then going on a run?
But where we were going with is the Oura Ring. My stress and everything, when I quit vaping, for the first 2 days that I didn't vape, my stress went from like 6 hours in the day and no restorative time to the next day I had like 15 minutes of stress and like 5 hours restored time.
That's pretty crazy, because you did send me the screenshot of your in the Aura Ring. It shows you your stress levels throughout the day. First 2 days were dramatically different, way noticeable. And did you feel less stressed, or did you have stress because you couldn't vape? Or
no, I thought it was going to be worse, but no. The first day, what I did is I ended up smoking 2 cigarettes like throughout the day, because okay. I was like, that's beats the shit out of vaping all day.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. And so I just had that in the back of my mind, and it was pretty easy to go on without smoking them. But
Goo, you ever had a cigarette?
Yeah.
How was
it? I had a cigarette. I save it for an occasion.
Oh.
I think sometimes when you're drunk, a cigarette can be nice, but I don't get drunk, so.
I feel like you're smoking a cigarette during our pods is kind of a special occasion, and I feel like the aura would be crazy with like everyone's, but it might be triggering to our guests.
No,
yeah, sorry, dude.
I could chain smoke with him.
Maybe, yeah. Let's just die. You know?
It's getting hot here, Goo. It's getting fucking hot here in Phoenix. It's going to be 186 degrees soon. And I'm going to have to take care of my goddamn chickens. I hate the summer because I have to go out there and change their goddamn water twice a day, three times a day, and put fucking ice out there. Pisses me off, Goo. I'm not going to lie.
Those fucking chickens,
dude. I respect Bryce. I'm sure Bryce has. I don't know. Probably doesn't get that hot there.
Oh, he has. He has loads of chickens. Yeah. It doesn't get that hot, I wouldn't imagine. It was quite cold when I was there.
Where's he from, chilly. Arkansas or something?
Yep, Arkansas. Mike, my buddy Warlike, who had some harsh words for Charles Oliveira. Let me read them to you, Goo. Let me tell you how much this motherfucker hates. Okay. Yes, you remember old War. Warlike. You remember old War, the old drama between them. Yesterday, 10:02 p.m., Charles Oliveira shouldn't get the BMF if he wins. You can't claim the BMF belt fighting the actual BMF like a bitch, a little bitch. And then he said, I'm fucking steaming watching this right now. And then he says, I swear if he tries to point down at the ground in the fifth, I'm a crash out. Then he said, pussy ass Charles should have to either fight Ilya again so he can get slept or have to fight Bilal for the wet blanket award. And then he said, I've never hated anyone as much as I hate Charles.
Wow.
Mm.
So what are your thoughts on that?
I was in the middle of the fight in rounds 3, 4, and 5 thinking, boo, this ruins the point of the BMF. But then there's this also thing where it's like, holy shit, Holloway's being dominated.
That's what I'm saying. It was still, you know, it's still fun. For whatever reason, sometimes you watch these kind of fights play out and you're just like, eh, it's boring. I was still, I don't know if it's because I like Max, because I like Charles so much that we're still like a little bit of, you know, intrigue in it, even when it was, all right, he's taken down, already taken down. But yeah. I didn't get that mad. War hates Charles. I think it's safe to say.
Just because that's what the BMF has been. It's become. It's like you want to tune in to watch an absolute fucking firefight between these two guys.
God, it had so much potential when they were throwing back and forth. You just did. Were on the edge of your seat, and then Charles get a body lock and toss him, and I was like, no.
If Oliveira would have subbed him early, it would have been cool though. If he still would have got a sub.
Yeah.
I think grapplers need to realize that when they got people in these dominant positions like mount and the back take, they're constantly fishing for submissions. Their opponent can't move. Smash him with elbows, dude.
Charles was?
He was, but towards the end of the fight, he kind of started abandoning the ground and pound to reserve his energy.
Is there anybody in the UFC you hate as much as War hates Charles?
Oh, who do I hate in the UFC right now? I don't know. I've gone a bit kumbaya with it, to be honest with you.
Shemaev
isn't as active anymore. I didn't like what he did to my boy DDP, but...
That was tough.
But you know,
what about just in your regular life? There's got to be someone you fucking hate. A guy at Walmart you ran into the other day. Is there anybody you hate just in your day-to-day life as much as War hates Charles?
Well, there's this guy that shows up when I walk past the mirror sometimes and he's fucking pissing me off, Sean, I tell you. I fucking hate that guy.
You'd knock that motherfucker out. Michael, anybody you hate?
No.
I don't know how he hates him that much. It's like, how do you hate someone that much? War is the biggest MMA fan I've ever met. Other than the Goo. And so I can kind of see, but I still, it's like, how do you hate Charles Oliveira?
I get it. Not poor Charles, not my goat Charles Oliveira. That's right. That's sacrilege to say such a thing. But when you have a favorite fighter and you watch him get dominated and it's a boring, them getting held down for 5 rounds shit, bro, and it's late in the night and you've had a couple of this and a couple of that, you get fucking heated.
Your fourth jack
especially
of the
if
day.
You got a parlay.
Get no
you got
more
a parlay
cheating.
On the line.
Parlay, he does like to do that. Yeah. He does like to put he'll put fucking $3 on a fight or on a fucking 17 fight parlay, and maybe that one time it ruined him and didn't quite get it done, but gee, Anything else?
I just wanted to go back. I know we kind of skimmed over your fishing trip at Bryce. Any interesting details from there that we didn't get to see, or just, you know, just what your experience was like?
We had some Arkansas good, I think we could say.
Is that
PG little... here?
Whoa. Damn, Goo and Mitchell.
I wasn't gonna mention it, but he mentioned that he did on Tim Welch's pod, so I thought, oh, you know, this is like a cool moment.
Damn, that's fire. You guys fucked a cow.
Yeah, that's what I meant by that. No, but no, you know, the
little Mooney.
Yeah, we won't talk about it.
420. Bam, 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 bam.
Yeah. Ding, 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 ding. You ever watched Kill Tony? I don't know if I asked you that before. Are you a fan of Kill Tony?
I've watched Kill Tony. I've seen you on Kill Tony before. Yeah, I've seen Kill Tony.
Bro, it's one of the greatest. Actually, I have something else to say after that, too. It's the greatest comedy show on YouTube. It's so good. I watch every single Monday, and it's fucking hilarious. Tony's literally the best in the world at that. I mean, I guess there's the only person in the world at that. But it's such a good show. I feel like you would really enjoy that kind of humor.
No, I've seen it. I know about Ari Matti.
Okay.
The Big Red Machine, William Montgomery.
Big William. I fucking love Big Willie. He texted me yesterday. I talked to him. He's a good dude. I like Big Willie. Moving on from that great show, The Beast Games. Did you watch Beast Games at all? On Amazon Prime, Mr. Beast Games.
The Mr. Beast thing?
Yes, Beast Games.
No, I didn't watch The Beast Games. No, I didn't watch Mr. Beast. It's
so good. It is so fucking good. It's literally Survivor and Squid Games mixed into one. And the production, the level, the amount of money they're giving out, the amount of money they're changing people's lives. But the actual show is so good. If you haven't checked it out, go check it out. You're going to like it. There's two seasons out right now. I watched both of them. They're really, really good. You ever watch that?
No,
you
don't really watch anything. I don't watch TV or anything, no.
This one's worth it. It's worth throwing on. You're going to like it. You get to invest it in these people and you want them to win. And, you know, they're making life-changing money. $5 million, $1 million here. There's times where people have an opportunity to take $1 million. But they form these alliances, they form these groups. But say, for example, they take $1 million, but three of their friends get eliminated. And they turn it down, or sometimes they accept it. And it's such an interesting show. It's really good. I definitely highly recommend it.
Yeah, I've seen that. I've seen when they like make a promise and then they all go out there one by one to take their share. And someone takes like a whole bunch of it. And the next person comes out and there's like 20K left. Yep. And they're like,
what the fuck?
At that point, take everything, you know?
Yeah.
If you're going to take a couple million, take the extra 20K at the end. Don't leave them with nothing.
That's
fair. Nothing.
Yeah. You know? I mean, it's not a bad argument. It's not a bad argument. But other than that, yeah, watching, we're 14 weeks in.
John Jones, I guess, is going through like on Twitter, deleted a bunch of tweets saying that he was, you know, kind of, he's pissed off. He went live and got reposted. Got clipped up. And he just said,
did you see this, Goo?
Bro, this is content for me. Where's
it 2 hours ago?
I didn't see it.
2 hours ago?
Yeah.
He went live. Wow. He deleted. Can you hear?
He just said, I'm so pissed off. And he's laying in bed. And then just him laying in bed for like a while.
And, damn.
But he tweeted saying, he said, if I'm supposed to publicly agree that our negotiations was a lie, we have a problem. I'll be the fall guy. I'm released from the UFC? And these are separate tweets, but... Went on a rant, and he even commented on that video, which makes me think it was completely real.
Commented on what video? His?
On the pissed off video. He said, fuck.
Oh.
So it seems like...
Usually you're supposed to sleep on those emotions, but going live is a great, great fucking alternative too.
Yeah, really good for me. I'm going to get a video out of that by the sounds of things. That's Tuesday's content.
Damn.
That's easy right there.
Let's go,
bud. Into the vibes.
All right, Goo, we're going to let you get back to work, making those matchups, watching that John Jones stuff. I'm looking forward to seeing your next your YouTube video. I do like your shit. You do a great job, and I appreciate you hopping on, and that was fun. That was super fun. Mike, last words?
Yeah, if you have any questions you need to, or any questions for me, Guru, you know, feel free to ask.
Yeah, how's it feel being,
I think I meant in general.
I meant any MMA questions, you know?
Any MMA
moving
questions?
Moving forward, if you have anything.
Just DM
it. How does it feel to get brutally chair-mogged by the Phoenix, Arizona frat leader, Sean O'Malley?
Bro, we're bringing in a fire chair
for
him.
Dude, that chair sucks anyways. Yeah. I wouldn't even want
You'd rather have that one?
Okay. Yeah, I'd rather
it. All right, well, we'll work on it. Goo, appreciate you. Thank you for hopping on. Have a great rest of your night. And peace out, fam.
Thanks, man. See you later, guys. Tune into the next episode of the Guru O'Malley Show after UFC 327.